Okay.
Even if I was wrong, and I thought it was the best person qualified, I would vote for him.
You know what the two parties are?
Well, the two parties would be one voting against the other.
What are the two parties? What are the names of
them? Republic and Democrat.
Any different names for either one of them?
Yeah, they have independence.
Yeah.
I say that's only I have independence, Ronnie.
Okay. Did any other different types of people in the city, like Irish, the people, what would they call the Irish down there in the channel? Names they would have for them? Or?
No, just
the French?
Irish people.
What about the people over there in the Bucaré?
I don't know, because I don't know.
Or Scots or Cubans? Would you, what are the names for Mexicans or Puerto Ricans or Cubans?
No. I only know them by that name.
Okay. What about those people that live out in the country? You know, out part of Louisiana, like up around St. James Parish?
Uh-huh.
They would call them what?
French people.
They speak French? And
yeah,
they would say they were
Creoles. They either was Creoles or French. The Creoles speak broken French,
uh-huh.
If you know what that means. And the French, they just can't speak English at all. And, well, some French can speak English. But say, for instance, a real Frenchman comes from France, you know. Or like an Italian, a real Italian, come from Italy. Well, it's the same thing with the French. There's some people who speak French and don't speak English at all. Now, some can speak, can understand English, but they can't speak it. I've known that.
Yeah.
But our folks, our family, we had French and Creoles. And the Frenchmen, you can hardly understand it, even when they speak English. For instance, if they were, they'd be a con, they can't say 13 to save your life, they say 13. You don't say right, it's your life. That's the way they talk. They have that access, you know, of whatever they are.
Yeah.
Just like this girl here. She's British, was living here. Miss Williamson brought her from the Bahamas. She was born in Nassau, and she has access to her voice. You could tell she's not from the United States. She is a citizen of the United States now, though, because Miss Williamson took her to the custom house. And they gave her books and things to read, and then she had to go to Baton Rouge and answer questions and things like that. And Miss Williamson stood for her, so she is a citizen of the United States now. She's no longer British, but she still has the British accent, you see?
When you were coming up, did you have somebody that you liked to play with, or?
Yeah, I liked the two little girls that used to be at my school.
They were your...
I used to play with her. They were my best friends.
Okay. What about a person, an older person maybe, who you would like to go over to her house and talk with her all the time?
Yeah, I liked them very much.
She would be your...
She would be a good friend of mine.
Or an old person, you'd call her up.
An old lady?
Yeah, do you have a play mama or a play daddy or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, we did that. Remember I told you how we play mama, we play daddy, and our friends come over? My brother's friends would be the husband, and some of my girlfriends, or me, or one of my sisters would be the wife, and would have the, like our little, my friend's little sister would be the little kids, thing like, we always played that.
When you were a teenager, were there any rough word exchanges where a contest in which each person talking would try and think up an insult about other people, you know? And you think up, you say something bad about one person, and they try to think up something even worse about you?
Well, I guess they did, but I don't know.
You know what playing dozens was, or ranking?
Well, I hear those passwords.